Attention Life Tips listeners, looking for better ways to become better, smarter, faster, and wiser? Well, listening to Life Tips is a great start, but how about if we gave you an easier way to listen? Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, now available for iPhone and Android. Listen to Life Tips and even more programs that will help you build to a better health, wealth, and lifestyle. Download the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app in the iTunes Store or in Google Play today.
Feeling better, looking better, making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the Life Tips Show. I'm here with Laura Berger and Glenn Tibaldio. Laura, Glenn, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you for having us.
Right on. Pleasure to have you here. You're the author, co-authors actually, of the book Radical Sabbatical, which we're going to talk a little bit about today. So let's dive in. Digital detox. How bad are we?
Well, they've gotten to the point where they can tell when you get a text message or you see your email coming in, there actually is a dopamine effect there. So they've gotten to the point where there are like drug-related reactions to it. It definitely creates an addiction.
Wow. Is it? Are we beyond recovery? That's my first question for you. I mean, are we just going to remain addicted for the rest of our lives and see our lives be affected accordingly, or are we going to try to work our way out of this mess that we're in?
Go ahead, Laura.
I see a lot of people beginning to recognize that this is truly an impediment in their life, and you're starting to see more and more waves of, there's the annual Unplug Day or, you know, Digital Detox for the Day type of event. There's retreats that are now being put on by companies. Google being one of them, they have a 7-week mindfulness program, which really centers around this idea of we need to unravel ourselves from this attachment that we have to the digital world.
Mm. Glenn, what do you think we're missing in life as we continue our addiction to gadgets?
Well, I mean, I can actually speak from experience because before the book, even before the digital revolution came, I was buried in work. So I think we lose we can gain it back quickly as long as we leave things behind, but we're losing our ability to relate to one another. And I know that's not a novel answer, but I mean, that's the basic fabric of things. And also we're losing our perspective on how we spend our lives. I mean, if we think that time flies, we used to fly before, and then we were unaware of what we were doing and how we were. So that to me, those are my greatest concerns with where things are going.
Laura, do you have any take on that yourself?
I feel that what gets lost most is those precious moments in time. So it reminds me of a Facebook photo that was just it went viral, and it was of a parent taking, like, videoing with their phone their child on stage. And so they watched the entire thing through this camera and saw just, like, this little screenshot of it and missed all the interaction around it. And it's just kind of funny how you're not taking everything in anymore. You're looking through this very narrow lens when you're participating in activities such as that. Mm. And I think that translates to how we are walking around in our lives with, you know, texting. I mean, there are people walking into traffic, like meters and things like that, parking meters, because they're on their phone, and all these texting injuries, right? Because you're looking through this little lens and you're not noticing everything around you.
I was thinking about a product idea, fictitious product idea of a texting helmet. Because I've seen so many people running the streets, parking meters and whatnot on their phones. Yeah.
There's good potential viral activity there. Well, if you think about it, you know, helmets are required to ride a bike. Before you know it, helmets may be required to text when you're walking.
There you go. There you go.
I could just see California implementing that law and handing out tickets for people texting. I can see it now.
But we are here to talk about how it is affecting our lives in adverse ways. And as far as demonizing digital, there's a way you can go too far. There's a reason why all this stuff came about, and we are in many ways the better for having it. So it's a situation where we really need to just employ certain techniques to manage it in our lives so we don't go overboard and lose ourselves.
Tell us a little bit about some baby steps that one can take and with regards to a digital detox program. What's it look like and feel like?
Sure. Well, I just got done with one, and I guess Laura and I can trade off a few tips. But so I meditate every day for a half hour. And that's something that people have been doing for ages, and I think it's probably one of the most beneficial things we could have done regardless of digital. But what that does when I'm doing it, and now I'm far enough along where it's less of a factor, but when you don't have your phone next to you and you leave it in the other room and you're paying attention to your thoughts, it creates an awareness around how often you think about that phone and the fact that you don't have it. And just knowing that will prompt you to take steps in your life to lessen its influence on you, is what I found.
And to add to that, meditation can be such a simple technique. And we spend so many hours of the day running around. Like, I remember seeing somebody running through the airport to get to a charger for their iPad because there's only so many plugs that you can plug into. So we run around recharging our Kindles, our cells, our pads, and we're not doing a lot to recharge our soul. Mm-hmm. And so meditation is a form of recharging our soul and kind of looking inward and just understanding, who we are outside of all of these gadgets.
Example of that, I'm headed to Europe in a few hours for a vacation in southern France.
Nice.
I have three chargers in front of me, my iPad, my phone, and my laptop. I'm just pumping it up. I'm pumping it up, and I'm just going to be on the plane, not relaxing. I'm going to be working and pounding away. It's insane. I saw Arianna Huffington speak about a year ago at a conference, and she was wonderful. She talked about her bedroom being the sanctuary where there is no cell phone activity in her bedroom at all. What's your take on that? Is that an example of a confined space where it's a no digital zone? What's your take on that?
Well, it's been documented. There was a study done I read about a couple months ago that showed they took people who did not have their phones next to them as they slept, and people who did. And were so who had the phones next to them woke up on average about a half hour earlier than people who did not have the phone next to them. So it has that kind of power over you. So I couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and to actually quote Arianna, one of the things that that she wrote in her book Thrive, she says, if our intuitive voice had the same strength of signal bars our phone does, we'd often see that we are out of range of our wisdom. And so going back to, getting rid of all of the gadgets in your room and creating a space for meditation allows you to tap into that intuitive voice. And, for Glenn and I, our radical sabbatical was an extreme where we literally put ourselves in the middle of a gorgeous jungle environment where gadgets wouldn't work. Like, they just didn't. And so, it was almost a year of attempted meditation, because you do go through that detox. Like, we're saying digital detox. Like, it is that addiction, and people shake and have all these like feelings, oh my god, where's my phone, where's my my iPad. And so it's not like this happens overnight. This is something that you have to commit to doing over time. So, you know, take your cell phone out, then maybe take your iPad out, then like do it gradually if you're removing all of these digital components from your bedroom, and see how you feel as you're going through it.
Isn't there a feeling of missing something by not being in touch with the digital world? And if so, is missing something the driver for this insanity?
Can you tell me a little bit about this element of missing something? Is that the attraction we have to this digital world we're in? And is there a feeling of missing something as the driver?
I think there are really two drivers. Getting on your phone is really a game of chance. And we know how people can get addicted to a game of chance. What's coming next? People like the lottery, people like potluck, people, anything. People get addicted to all types of stock trading and things that have uncertain outcomes. Gambling, obviously. And then you've also got this fear of missing something. Everybody likes to be the smartest person in the room. People, for whatever reason, love to be the first one to barge into a room and give a news flash to their friends or coworkers. And you've nailed it. There is definitely a fear of missing something. And you will not be the first one to know.
News and information came at us in the form of a newspaper years ago. You know, did that just kind of go away?
Seems to have. But the ironic thing about that, though, is that we spend so much time now gathering everything real time that you would think you could use it as a tool to skip a half hour of nightly news every night or to skip reading the traditional long form news. Because you know everything. You know everything when you get home. You may not know it in depth, but you know it in bits and bytes, and you can talk about it. But the fear is that people have just gone overboard to consume the real-time stuff and then go and start to try and get every little detail through online videos and through articles about it. And there's just really no need to that. Again, I mean, I think this is all about an awareness of how we're conducting our lives, because obviously we could spend 24 hours on this if we wanted to, and some people wake up in the middle of the night just because they want to be informed. It literally stirs them out of a sleep, so it's about management.
Is there any kind of analysis of the comparison of what television did to our minds and even our bodies for that matter, versus what the mobile phone is doing? Is there any level of comparison there?
I can't speak of a study of a comparison. What I personally feel is different is the amount of information that comes across on a television versus on your mobile device is massive. I mean, what you can access on your mobile phone versus your television these days can be overwhelming. And so we consume ourselves with the different apps. You know, I have no idea how many thousands and millions of apps are out there. But, you know, there's an app for digital detox, right? So, I mean, that's kind of funny, right? Like, I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. So you're going to use your phone, which has an app for a digital detox. But the purpose of that app is to have your phone turn off automatically, and, you know, you won't have access to it until it gets turned back on by this app. So I just think there's so much more bombarding us through our phone than through television.
We talked about meditation as one form of detox. Are there any other forms of detox that you can put to work fast and help yourself get better with your own life?
Well, if you want to spend some money, there's financial ways to do it. There's a San Francisco couple that has digital detox retreats and adult summer camps. They do, I mean, it really is like a kid's summer camp, yoga, archery, meditation, arts and crafts, things like that. And they really just take you out of that element that you're in, where you have that device next to you all the time. So there's something like that you can do. And something that's forced between friends, which is something that we've tried and is a great accountability exercise, is you establish a pact at dinner. The first person who checks their phone pays the bill. And nobody's going to touch it.
Brilliant.
So,
brilliant.
Yep.
Love it.
Yep. There you go. So, there are definitely are things that can be done for sure. Plus that detox app that Laura was talking about. There are apps that can focus on just Facebook to turn that off if you're a Facebook addict. There are apps like Digital Detox that can, you can set it to unequivocally shut your phone off and make it inaccessible to you for certain periods of the day or the entire week. So you can use that on your vacation, by the way. Like,
well, I was going to suggest that, Byron, while you're on vacation, to a day without all of your devices and just enjoy the natural beauty surrounding you in the south of France, and just kind of be one with nature. And that goes for anyone. Like, you don't have to, if you live in the city, if you can find a park and you can go to a park and you can lie on the grass. Like, I mean, just lie on the grass and be one with the beauty that surrounds you and just take it all in. And that in itself is a digital detox.
Terrific. Let's take a break, everybody. Just back in a few minutes.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Guys, are you suffering from FD, fulfillment dysfunction? Let MoldingBox.com's online portal system for inventory, tracking, and returns perform for you. We have the enormous tools you need for complete warehousing, shipping, and handling of all your packages, no matter the size or shape, directly to your customers. MoldingBox.com can also fulfill all your nourishing, nutraceutical, and smooth skincare product desires, including green coffee and Garcinia, on demand. Plus, let our in-house printing and CD-DVD manufacturing help you enlarge and maximize your coaching and business opportunity potential. We do everything. Fulfillment, shipping, tracking, inside and out, and all in one place. MoldingBox.com. It's shipping made sexy.
As a business owner, you labor for the love of it, and you don't always have time to worry about your website. With GoDaddy Managed WordPress, you don't have to. Simply create your WordPress site or migrate an existing site. GoDaddy will handle the hosting, setup, backups, and security, and keep your site running at blazing speed so you can share your passion with your customers online. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter code MANAGED to get managed WordPress for $1 a month, plus a free domain. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS, text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Best search strategies.
Where our hosts, Jamie Smith and Brian Lewis, discuss state-of-the-art search strategies and tools to help search marketers increase conversion and lower costs.
Best search strategies. On demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
I wanted to ask you about the chemicals going on in your brain and why that is really the true element of the addiction here. Are there actual any natural and or drugs you could take that would help to resolve that mental addiction problem you have?
There certainly are. There would have to be. However, we're not doctors, so it'd be difficult for us to recommend something like that. Probably.
Do you think people actually get to that extreme state?
Well, if you think about a lot of the recommendations around addiction apply to digital detox too. So when you make resolutions around addiction, whatever it is, from tobacco to gambling to harder drugs, what's often recommended, and the reason why people go on retreats and end up in outward bound type programs and whatnot, is the addiction becomes a functional part of your day. So it is your brain is calculating, your brain is programmed to function in habit, to streamline your day and do things as efficiently as possible. So it incorporates this in your day. You need to remove yourself from your element. So really the best place to start something like a digital detox and to say, make resolutions about leaving that phone or iPad or whatever it is behind, is when you leave your element, when you're on vacation and distracted and not in your normal program of life.
Do you think we'll see etiquette rules pop up? And we already, of course, have at various golf courses, for example, around, are banning cell phones on the golf course or the tennis courts or wherever it is. I'm sure there must be some restaurants that ban cell phones. I haven't actually been to one myself yet, but do you think we'll begin to see that? Is there going to be a time when rules and regulations and policy come into play?
Barry's Deli on Franklin in Chicago, if your cell phone rings, the owner throws you out. So I think we already are seeing that, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's inevitable. Yeah.
And it's packed. So it's not like it's not getting business. I mean, the restaurant is packed. You will see a line out the door. It basically is a sandwich shop. And it's in the middle of downtown Chicago. So it's in the loop, very busy. You know, hustle, bustle, digital everything. You walk in there, boom, no cell phone.
Do you think there's some element of it being louder in there and more conversive and a funner place to be and people actually talk to you? And is he building a brand out of that vibe and that atmosphere?
Absolutely. I mean, I just said, the line goes out the door. So when you walk in there, it's a different mindset. You're not going to be on your phone. You're not going to be texting. You're going to be engaged in conversation. When someone's cell phone goes off, people cheer to get them kicked out. I mean, it's really funny. So I do feel that that it creates a completely different environment, much more engaging and conversational.
Do you think that we could start a cult right here on this show that suggested you would make a statement to a friend or a colleague or a loved one you're talking to that said, I value you, so I'm turning off my phone so I can focus on our conversation together?
Definitely try. I think that this is definitely a powerful addiction, and I absolutely applaud the effort to do so. It feels like this is something that needs to be approached from a gradualist perspective. I think people need to realize, especially because this is not something that, it is relaxing. It's something that really charges you up and has adverse effects on you. People need to gradually realize if they put their phone away for an hour, then 2 hours, 3 hours at a time. I mean, dinner at your friends is a perfect example. I got through that. I didn't die.
It's kind of a cult already and stuff. So in Italy, in 1989, they launched the slow food movement, right? So this was a pushback against fast food. And it's now kind of expanded itself to include slow travel, slow living, slow parenting, slow gardening. And so this slow thinking is something that people are drawn to because it takes the pressure off to, have everything move so quickly. So I don't know if it's a cult, but I mean, it's something that started in 1989 as slow food, and now it's kind of turned into a slow movement. So I'm all about jumping on the slow movement bandwagon myself.
Count me in as well. And on the opposite of that extreme, what about a time where, say, you're with a group of friends and you decide as a group, okay,
once an hour for 5 or 10 minutes, we're going to not only check our cell phones and our emails and our messages, but we're going to then report back to one another in a communicative way what we discovered in our 5 or 10 minute break. What's your take on that?
I think it's a brilliant idea. I think it's really important to have that community with each other in those conversations to let everyone know that they're not crazy in feeling how they're feeling, right? So often going back to that digital or that detox component of it, it's how people feel when they don't have their technology in front of them. And to get that conversation out in the open with friends to be like, wow, that was driving me nuts and I couldn't handle that and oh my gosh, to hear other people are feeling that way, there's comfort in that, in knowing that, okay, we can go through this process together, right?
Exactly. Do you think that this inward dependence on what's next and that pulse, the digital pulse, is shaping our personalities in really bad ways? Communication particularly?
I think that I do a lot of work with emotional intelligence with my clients and working with leaders in Fortune 500 companies. And what digital is creating is a lack of understanding that how to read an individual's emotional intelligence. So I do feel that there is grave danger in not being able to get a sense and a better understanding in social interactions when you're negotiating a deal, for example. How to go about negotiating that and evaluating a person on their physical movements, the intonation of their voice, the eye contact, things like that. So emotional intelligence really really is an area that I feel is being neglected because of the digital day.
Tell us a little bit about how to get a hold of you folks and what kind of opportunities you'd like to connect with people. Of course, they can't use their digital life to connect with you. I understand that. Should they hand write letters to you? Tell us how.
Well, put it this way: we have a great balance of leveraging the digital world and also just enjoying life without digital equipment. So we are on social media. They can find us on Facebook. We have a Radical Sabbatical Facebook page, and that is fantastic for everyone who wants updates on what's going on with the Hollywood treatment, the movie, and the pilot. You can also find us at lifeleapsprogram.com. That's a website there. Our book is on Kindle and on Amazon in Barnes & Noble. And I think that's kind of it. Oh, we have a column called Radical Sabbatical with Psychology Today, in which if you want tips on how to detox yourself, the purpose of Radical Sabbatical column is to help overworked professionals redefine success for themselves and really be leading a life that is fulfilling and following their passions as opposed to getting bogged down in the day-to-day.
I really love the work you're doing, Laura and Glenn. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
I think we lost Glenn, but I'm sure he says a goodbye to us all.
I think you're right. I think that did happen.
No, so, he didn't text you, though. He didn't text you to say goodbye, did he? I just wanted to double check on
him. He did not.
All right.
He did not. He's doing a digital detox right in the middle of this.
Exactly. I think he went back to the meditation. He jumped right back into meditation, I think, because it was even talking on the phone was too much for him.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, you have a wonderful vacation. I hope that you are very mindful about spending a day detoxing yourself.
I not only a day, but really a bulk of the trip. That's the beauty.
Oh, good.
The one thing, it's funny, after I heard Ariana speak, I came back and I told my wife, honey, this is it. Let's really put this to work. You know, no phones, no anything in the bedroom. What do you think? She's like, are you out of your mind? She, like me, is a workaholic and literally needs alarms set and in tune with what's happening perpetually. It's just awful. But when we go to Europe, which we try to do once a year, or somewhere adventurous, much like you and in your travels, you know, we shut down. We tune out and we just enjoy one another. That's really the beauty. I think that to not have that in our lives would just be awful.
Mm-hmm.
So,
enjoy.
Yes. Well, so listen, we'd love to think hard about having you, you know, come back to the show sometime in the future when you solve this problem of how to quickly get us out of the rut we're in. Do you think it's you know, is it going to be some baby steps? Are we going to be able to move ourselves out of this giant wave coming at us, do you think, Laura?
I believe, yes. I'm always a glass half full woman, so I do believe, and I believe that we already as a society are making strides in that direction. I mean, I'll give you an example. I'm going to speak for a very large consulting firm, and it is all about radical sabbatical because they are now providing sabbaticals for their employees. And I'm not talking a week sabbatical, I'm talking 2 months. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people are really understanding the value of stepping away from the chaos that consumes us, and they're asking me to come and speak about it, you know. So that to me is the right direction. And the fact that Google is, you know, creating mindfulness training, and I was asked to go and speak to universities, like law schools, and talking about mindfulness for law students, because it can be really chaotic when you're, you know, in the throes of getting your law degree, and how it's important to step away and unwind and detox. So I do see it happening. I think that it is, as you said, Byron, it's baby steps. So, but we're making strides. We are absolutely making strides.
I hope so. Here's what's an interesting add into this conversation. Have you ever really analyzed, Laura, the garbage that we read out there on Facebook and Twitter and mm-hmm. LinkedIn? I mean, it is mindless garbage. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. And the fact that we put value on it is remarkable mm-hmm. to me. And you know, and I'm mm-hmm. and I'm calling us, you know, I'm talking to myself here as I sit here and talk, but maybe that would be very interesting for people to understand, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in general, user-generated content sucks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, 80-90% of it is worthless. It doesn't stimulate your mind. You know, it doesn't add any value to your life. This is the problem, you know? Sure, our habits are one thing, but we've trained our minds to think that there's value in the garbage we're reading. That's the real root of the problem, in my opinion. What's your take on that?
Mm-hmm. I would take it a step further. I feel that there is a lot of programming on television that is not of any value, really, and we're just taking that in as well. And, you know, we were actually contacted to do a reality television show for Radical Sabbatical, and we turned it down because I was not comfortable with how they were going to convey the story and how they were going to set it up and so forth. And I really, you know, want our message to be crystal clear that, you know, we're not here to create more chaos in what you're viewing or what you're reading. We're here to help you be more fulfilled and you know, bring things into your life that are of value. And so that's why I take it a step further and say it's also in television that we're watching.
You're spot on. Like, love how you
how you took that much further. One thing that I want to suggest might be some good news in the end of the day, and that is take a look at the content problem I was just describing, how a lot of it really sucks. You know, when you're on Facebook and you like things, isn't that good digital information that we're telling this user-generated content pool? Can't we use data to find more things that I like that will fill my brain with things that I am interested in? Can't the digital revolution in itself solve the problem and bring me better information because of what I read and what I study, much like Google does algorithmically with search results? Mm-hmm. You know, surface the best out of the top. But the next step is to confine that to say, hey, Byron, we found some stuff today that's pretty good, but here's the deal. You only need to spend 30 minutes on this top because it's not going to help your brain get much better. It's only worth 30 mm-hmm. minutes of your time. Wouldn't that be amazing? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be unbelievable?
Yes, it would. And I am hopeful that it's going to continue down that direction because, you know, the way it's set up now is based on your desires and, you know, how you're searching things on Google and putting stuff out on Facebook, they are tracking all of that. So if we can get companies and individuals to fashion it in a way that's for the greater good and of value, then we're moving in the right direction.
Laura, just great to have you on the show today. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Enjoy your vacation.
Yeah, you keep
your
coming back to
digital detox. I know, because
you should just join my wife and I, Laura. You're welcome to join us.
Well, but the thing is when we got on this call, George told me he hadn't taken a vacation since 2006 or something like that, and that, I hear that a lot.
Don't be fooled. Jorge is out. Don't be fooled. Conferences, traveling the world with webmasterradio.fm. It's the life of luxury, I'm telling you.
Well, there's an article that we wrote for Psychology Today, and it was based off of me meeting with clients back in the fall of last year saying, I don't have time to take vacation, I don't have time to take vacation. And it just dawned on me, wow, these people are really choosing not to take vacation. So we wrote this article. It went viral. It was all over Twitter. It's kind of a snarky article on why, you know, five reasons not to take your vacation by the end of the year. And you should check it out. You should go read it. Again, it's snarky and it's kind of like, okay, guys, probably want to take your vacation. But that's why I keep going back to vacation, because so many people just aren't taking it. And that's how you create the connections that you're talking about, where you're going to spend time with your wife and just enjoy and connect. And it's a beautiful thing.
It's funny, when I do travel, I come back to the office and it drives my employees nuts because I have about 30 or 50 ideas that I think are absolutely imperative for the business that I drop on everybody. And you know what? They're infused by travel, by seeing different things, by reading, picking up random magazines and reading them. And, you know, that we just don't do that. We get in these routines of life. It's just so awful. and frankly, it stifles our ability to think creatively.
Mm-hmm. It certainly does.
The book is Radical Sabbatical, A Hilarious Journey from a Stifling Rut to a Life Without Boundaries. Thank you so much for writing the book and once again for being a guest on the show today, Laura.
Thank you so much.
Right
Thanks
on.
For having me.
And I really enjoy Glenn being here as well. Please pass that along to them. Until next week, everybody, I hope your life is much smarter, faster, wiser, and better. Thanks to Laura and Glenn. Hope you can move out of the digital revolution and back into reality that you loved one day. I'm sure, I'm certain of it. Thanks again, everyone. See you next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs. shows on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of webmasterradio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.